This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As we are hearing, the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that Donald Trump is disqualified from appearing on the state's primary ballot next year. CPR's Banta Berkland has more on what comes next and how Trump could still be included in the Republican primary.
President Trump's campaign said they plan to swiftly file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Colorado's primary election ballot must be certified by January 5th, leaving little time. Colorado's highest court said if a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court is still pending, then Trump's name should still be placed on the ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A judge in Pueblo has dismissed felony charges against a man who allegedly tampered with election equipment. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Richard Patton was arrested in November 2022 for allegedly attempting to break into a county voting machine with a USB drive. He was the first person charged with a felony under a new Colorado law meant to protect election security. But a judge ruled him mentally incompetent to stand trial, and his condition didn't improve, even after a year of court-ordered medication treatment. Patton says he's innocent and suffers from dyslexia and other disabilities. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Stanley Hotel in Estes Park is getting a new owner. The hotel, best known as the inspiration for Stephen King's horror classic The Shining, has had the same owner since the 1990s. Those owners announced Tuesday that an Arizona-based group has agreed to buy the Stanley in a deal that could be complete next year. A Colorado funeral home is set to be demolished over 10 days in January. That's the Return to Nature funeral home in Fremont County. Nearly 200 mishandled bodies were found there in October. The EPA says demolition is the only way to fully dispose of hazardous materials that were also found in the building. The funeral home's owners are facing several criminal charges. It's 6 minutes after six. There's more from Colorado's Supreme Court to begin this hour of Morning Edition. This is CPR News.